With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Lebanese are surveying the damage after overnight Israeli airstrikes hit nearly a dozen branches of a Hezbollah-run financial institution. The strikes targeted branches in the southern neighborhoods of Beirut and across southern Lebanon, where Hezbollah has a strong presence. Also on SRNnews.com, GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump is asking supporters to vote the Democratic incumbents out of office on Election Day.
Americans are ready to be free from Kamala Harris. Do you know that whenever I use the word Harris, everybody says, who's Harris? They have no idea who Harris is. That's true. They have no idea who's Harris. But Kamala, and to reclaim the future that is rightfully yours, you're going to reclaim it.
The former president was campaigning over the weekend in Unity Township, Pennsylvania. Residents of remote Sapelo Island off the Georgia coast described scenes of chaos and horror after a gangway people used to board a dock ferry collapsed over the weekend. Georgia State Representative Al Williams says the people on the dock were mostly members of the Gullah Geechee community of black slave descendants who are now mourning the victims.
We never know, but I do know this about Sapelo and this part of Georgia. These are people of great faith. And through that faith, it will bring us through. Tragedy is never easy. But we're people that believe that God does not make mistakes.
Officials say seven people were killed and three remain hospitalized. Victims of Brazil's worst environmental disaster are taking their case for compensation to a British court today. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 48 points. This is SRN News. The economy is taking its toll on America's churches.
A new poll from Lifeway Research reveals that 66% of Protestant pastors say the general economic condition of the country is negatively impacting their congregation, the largest percentage to say this since 2011. About one-third of clergymen say their church didn't make their budget this year for lack of giving, and 50% say they just managed to break even. Only 16% of Protestant pastors say giving from their congregation exceeded its needs this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A three-judge panel has ruled that Tennessee cannot discipline doctors who provide emergency abortions to protect the life of the mother, while a lawsuit challenging the state's sweeping abortion ban continues. The ruling also outlines specific pregnancy-related conditions that would now qualify as medical necessity exceptions under the ban. However, the judges also said they do not have the jurisdiction to block the criminal statute. This is SRN News. A new poll suggests that most voters think the economy is poor, but doubt whether the Republican or Democratic nominee for president can fix it.
About 7 in 10 voters surveyed by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research say the country is going in the wrong direction and that the economy is poor. An AP NORC poll in September also found that neither Donald Trump nor Kamala Harris had a clear advantage on handling the economy and jobs. But this poll asked for more specific questions about whether voters trusted either candidate to do a better job handling the cost of housing, jobs, and unemployment, taxes on the middle class, the cost of groceries and gas, and tariffs. 46% of those surveyed say they prefer Harris on middle class taxes, compared to 35% for Trump. Donna Water, Washington.
And the New York Yankees and L.A. Dodgers tangle in the World Series beginning Friday night at Dodger Stadium. More details at SRNnews.com.